time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me at the PT Piano. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune and he rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our PT listeners on the phone who tries to guess the hidden tune, and also the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. George Andrew Wolf is on the phone from Bourbonnais, Illinois. George, am I saying Bourbonnais correctly?
You are indeed.
And where is Bourbonnais?
It's about 45 miles south of Chicago.
And what's your background in music?
Well, I've studied music my whole life. I started at a very young age in choruses and what have you, and then ended up pursuing a career in opera before changing that career to a career in musical theater and theater.
Oh, nice. So what kind of parts have you done?
Oh, I've done everything. In opera, you know, from Albert Herring, Benjamin Britten's Albert Herring, to, say, Nicely, Nicely Johnson in Guys and Dolls.
Wow. Well, George, I think you know what you're in for here. Bruce is going to play a piano puzzler. Your job will be twofold. You'll see if you can name the tune that he's hidden, and also the composer in whose style he's doing the hiding.
Great.
If you get stuck, I don't know what's coming either, so we can brainstorm on this together, but of course, the piano puzzler is for you.
Excellent.
Okay, George, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler.
Well, Bruce, you're a genius.
Well, I'll take that as an answer. Or...
Yeah, that's it. I'm going to say Erik Satie.
That's very believable, but it's not quite the right person, but you're very much in the right camp.
Okay.
But go ahead. What else are you gonna...
And it took me a minute, but it's definitely Give My Regards to Broadway.
Correct. It is Give My Regards to Broadway. And I would say the best wrong choice is Erik Satie, because the composer of this is not always thought of as writing in this more simple style.
Okay.
But it is a folk-derived style that this composer did work in quite a lot.
Okay.
And it's around the same time period.
Although I have to say, I can see the Erik Satie guess.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's absolutely best wrong guess. You know?
There are even things in the melody that were a little Satie-esque.
Yes, of course, it's by George M. Cohan, but these things get very confusing.
May I hear a little bit more?
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to throw out Debussy, perchance.
I would throw him out, too. But, you know, you're really in the right ballpark.
Ooh, it's killing me.
Obviously, you're an educated musician. There's no doubt about that. But this person's not French. And the only thing I can say to back up the fact that it is something else is it's based very, very closely on the chords and the voicing and the exact phrasing and everything, including the grace notes, the repetition of notes, and the rhythms in the tune, are based on a certain kind of folk thing that this particular composer did a lot.
I'm getting nothing.
You know, listen, I'm just going to play the tune, Give My Regards to Broadway, the way I said it here, and think of what group of folk musicians might occur to you, just a tune. Well, right there, it gets a little hard to...
Yeah. Well, is it Franz Liszt?
Well, you're actually, no, but you are now in the category of that composer's country.
Ooh.
Only later. I mean, you're earlier.
So we're talking about a 20th century composer from Hungary.
Right.
He's Hungarian, of course.
Of course.
You know, you've stumped me completely.
Don't forget all the accents here. That's very Hungarian. Even though this is based actually on a Romanian folk song. And so called.
See, that's what threw me.
Do you ever just hang out at the bar and talk about stuff?
Oh, come on. What an idiot I am, of course. It's Béla Bartók. I'm an idiot.
Béla Bartók, yeah.
Yeah, well, it is true that we mostly think of Bartók as driving rhythms and unusual pulses and
right.
very crunchy dissonances, but that kind of exciting Bartók is not the only Bartók. There's also this ruminative, contemplative, and folk-influenced Bartók, and he wrote a lot of Romanian-based dances. And this is actually based on the Romanian folk dance number one, where the chords are pretty much the same as he wrote there. And the rhythm of the tune, I sort of borrowed the Romanian rhythm but forced it into this Cohan tune. And also I threw in a lot of the grace notes that come right out of the Bartók.
It's great.
Thanks, George.
Yeah, that's very cool. Give my regards to Broadway, rewritten in the style of Béla Bartók, borrowing from the first of the Romanian folk dances by Bartók, by Bruce Adolph, our piano puzzler for this week. George, for playing our piano puzzler this week, we'll send you a recording of a classic piano puzzler, also an autographed copy of the music to that classic piano puzzler, signed by Bruce Adolph himself.
Terrific. I'm thrilled to have it. Thank you so much.
George, what's your public radio station?
WKCC out of Kankakee.
George Andrew Wolfe in Bourbonnais, Illinois. Thanks so much for playing our piano puzzler this week.
Thank you so much. It's been a thrill.
Great to have you. And Bruce, we'll do it again next week.
Okay, bye, Fred.
American Public Media.